In a couple of spots along W.W. White Road on the city's east side, crepe myrtle trees still stand in the grassy easements at both of Bill Sinkin's former bank buildings.
He loved crepe myrtles.
Retired businessman Charles Williams says Sinkin had a vision of beautifying the boulevard with crepe myrtles up and down the street, so he started with his own bank. But the scope of Sinkin's 100 years of accomplishments runs much deeper.
I first met Mrs. Sinkin as a active person in the community that was trying to make race relationships better for San Antonio, just not the east side. But the thing that impressed me about him was that he put his money where his mouth was.
William R. Sinkin was born in 1913. After graduating from the University of Texas, he went to work in his father's clothing manufacturing business. And on a sales trip to New York, he met the love of his life, Faye, and asked her that very night to marry him. They both spent the rest of their lives working together for the good of San Antonio. Barge rides along the Riverwalk, downtown hotels, tourism, all became possible because of Bill Sinkin's key role in developing Hemisphere. Integration and improved race relations in San Antonio. Solar energy? Think of Bill Sinkin. Aquifer protection and water quality awareness? Bill and Faye Sinkin did that too. Sinkin supported his wife's fight against City Hall in the 1970s to turn back plans for a shopping mall over the aquifer. Former Mayor Henry Cisneros was on that city council.
And the public rose up, and it was blown out of the water. The Sinkins were in the lead in that highly poisonous, toxic, contentious political battle.
What Faye did is that she was concerned about available water sources for the city of San Antonio.
Dr. Gregory Hudspeth, a political science professor at St. Philip's College, says the city was deeply fragmented during the 60s, and Bill Sinkin reached into communities, building bridges that brought people together.
I think his legacy would be one that will cut across racial lines, cut across gender lines, ethnicities.
Sinkin, who as a young boy suffered discrimination at the hands of classmates, they beat him for looking different and for being Jewish, took on race relations as a personal mission. He opened the first bank on the east side and hired black tellers, even though some of his white depositors threatened to walk. He offered mortgage and small business loans to members of the community when no one else would, often lending not on collateral but on personal relationships. Charles Williams became his friend.
He was kind of like a politician. He kept a pocket full of cards, you know, and, "Hi, I'm Bill Sinkin. Who are you doing your banking? If you're not satisfied with your banker, come to Texas Bank to bank with a heart." And that was also synonymous with Bill Sinkin because he was a man with a big heart, you see.
Local personality Ron Aaron interviewed Bill Sinkin just a few years ago about his contribution to civil rights at a time when black people were not served at white restaurants on the Riverwalk.
He told me how he and an African-American friend went to lunch at Casa Rio. They were sitting in the rear of the restaurant, weren't served, finally served. They went back the next day, sat in the front of the restaurant, and from that day on, Casa Rio and the Riverwalk was fully integrated.
Cisneros says Hemisphere was the key event that positioned San Antonio as a vibrant, world-renowned city with a viable convention center, the Riverwalk, hotels, and a strong business community. He calls Sinkin a decisive player in bridging gaps among different movers and shakers to complete the Hemisphere project.
People like Mayor McAllister, and of course, we know that H.B. Zachary stepped in to save it because it was not going to be finished, but for his construction expertise, and people like Marshall Steves, O'Neill Ford, many others.
Through a soft-spoken manner, Bill Sinkin motivated, led, and participated, and became a forever force in San Antonio. He chaired the San Antonio Housing Authority and founded Goodwill of San Antonio. He played violin in San Antonio's very first symphony orchestra at the Municipal Auditorium. He campaigned for Democrats his whole life. In his 90s, Sinkin started a new nonprofit organization to promote solar energy. Former Express News columnist Carrie Clack says Sinkin was everywhere, always with his signature bow tie, always happy and always glad to see you.
It's amazing the energy and also the conscience, because he's, you know, when you see him out there, it's not just social events where he's having a party or is just out. It's always some cause. It has a purpose. It's trying to better people's lives. It's trying to bring people together.
It's just not possible to chronicle 100 years of such a well-lived life in a short radio story. But everyone that I interviewed liked and respected the man, no exception. Longtime San Antonio banker Tom Frost says a New Year's card he just received from Sinkin expressed his essence and the enduring message that he left for all of us.
He quotes C.R. Lewis and says, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." Now, to me, that's the epitome of Bill Sinkin.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.